Fitzy and Whipper.
Hope you had a great Valentine's Day. I mean, it was just, it's that feeling, mate. Everybody expects a little something. I know I woke up with a bit of a kick in my step. What did I get yesterday? Oh, beautiful card. And then I had a massage. I did quite well, actually. See you later, guys.
Well, it's not a big day, mate.
Isn't
it? It's, look, I think the only day it's important, the only people that it is important for are if you've got a secret admirer. If there's someone that you like at work, but you're not, you don't have the courage to go up and say something.
Do people still do that?
You know what? Well, I don't think they do anymore. I think back in the 1800s that was fine because these days you've got Tinder and
so
many
brazen.
Other ways to go and tell somebody you like them any day of the week.
Can I just say, I think you're also stupid if you want to spend up big on Valentine's Day. Flowers are triple the price. Booking into a restaurant, you pay an extra 20%.
You don't have to spend up big.
Hotels.
Do something cute. Like this guy in 132410. Ladies, if your man is more impressive than what this bloke's done. I mean, it's tough when you're on the land, Frizy. The drought's hit hard and we're trying to gather a dollar these days. But this bloke, right, he's got a beautiful farm and the outcrop that he looks over, it's the rolling hills, and he decided to go and get a whole lot of feed and place it out into a love heart,
aww,
right? And then as the sun was coming up, him and his wife stood there. He let 800 sheep into the paddock. And, of course, they went over to the feed and created a massive love heart. The sheep in the shape of a love heart.
That's not, there's nothing special about
that's
that.
That's just beautiful.
So cute.
Didn't cost him a lot, mate. He had to feed the sheep anyway. It's the fact that he thought about it. And he decided to do something she wasn't expecting on their special day.
Wow.
The big V-Day.
How did everyone find out about it?
Well,
because what, he told everyone?
Instagram.
Yep. Could have kept it. Could have been a random act of kindness. You know what I mean?
No, it's not a random act.
You only do that sort of stuff to get recognition. You don't get
I know.
He's doing that because he loves her.
But can I see it? It looks like a very...
It's not
a very good setting.
Do you know what I did yesterday?
Dry.
Tell me if you think this is lazy, because there's a couple of things I reckon guys can get away with, and they're a win every time. One, of course, is flowers. Just a step down from there is what I went for, the candle.
Boring.
Well, because I had to do something.
Your wife loves candles, though, so I don't think that was a bad
well
move.
Said, Sarah.
Even I know that about
well
her.
Well said.
Mm. Yeah, but it's just boring, mate. A candle.
She'll put that in the toilet one day and it'll smell beautiful.
Well, that's going to block your plumbing.
Do you know what would have been better for your wife?
What's
if
that?
You actually cooked dinner or something.
I'll do cook
you know
dinner.
What I mean?
Yeah.
If you said, honey, you have a rest this afternoon, I'll cook dinner. Probably means more to her than just lighting up a candle and having a look at it all day.
I had a headache yesterday. Jodie and St. Clair, did your man do something better than this?
I actually don't like flowers because they always die, but he gave me an eternal rose, so it sticks in gold and glass, so it's frozen like that forever.
What?
What? Gold and glass?
Talk us through this, Jodie.
So it's like a red rose, and the stem's been dipped in gold, and the rose part of it's been dipped in glass, so you can see it, and the leaves are done as well, and it looks beautiful. But it'll always stay like that.
How much did you do some research last night, Joe? Did you find out how much something like that's worth?
I didn't, but I'm gonna look it up now. It's called an eternal rose, that's who it's from.
So what colour are the leaves? The petals?
They're green and they've just got like a little gold tip on the end of it there in glass as well. Only the stem is in gold.
Eternal or internal?
What?
Eternal.
An internal rose. So someone's eaten it and put it in the jar.
Hang on a minute. Don't put one of those in glass.
Okay, internal rose.
What do you got?
Oh, they're about $170.
That's not bad. Jody's gone hard there.
You could probably sell it on eBay for $150.
Did it come in a little box as well?
Yeah, it came in a special box, and it's got a certificate and stuff. It's pretty beautiful.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's true love. 132410, lines are open if you want to get involved. If you can beat the man that made a love heart out of sheep.
Well, if that bloke had an eternal rose,
eternal.
If he had it just tied to every sheep
in
the paddock, would have been even better.
I'll let him know. Linda, welcome to the show. What did you want to chat about on this Monday morning?
I just wanted to say hi. I like you guys.
Thanks, Linda.
Just wanted to tell you that I reckon my husband trumped the guy with the sheep.
Oh, really? The love heart out of sheep? What did your man do?
Well, yesterday was my 40th birthday.
Happy birthday, young lady.
Thank you. And he recreated, and he made it all by himself, my wedding bouquet.
Oh. I recreated it.
Yeah, so he took a photo and then he went and remade it. And I threw it out a couple of months ago. Yes. He's been married for 10 years next week.
Oh.
And he went and remade it again, used the original ribbon and the original thing that the flowers were on, like the handle.
The big question is, Lyndall, I mean, did the girls come over? Did your bridal party come over and did he throw it back to them again or did you get to keep it?
I got to keep it.
That is amazing. Lyndall, you know what? I don't know if this can trump it. We're going to throw in a 6 o'clock club key ring for you. Your day couldn't get any better.
You've made my day.
You got your birthday, you've got your key ring. How good is that?
Yeah, it sure is. Thank you very much.
Your 40th birthday on Valentine's Day, and then you got your 10-year anniversary. It's all happening for Lyndall at the
moment,
isn't it?
Good on you, Lyndall. Proud of you.
She's unfortunately listening to us. Hey, I want to hear from people. Our lines are open. I want to know, do you know someone who's got the easiest job or had the easiest job of all time?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, just a simple job. Didn't hardly have to do anything.
Yeah, I work for a clothing company and I just had to put different coloured clothes into different boxes that came in. You did not need to use anything above your shoulders. There was nothing you had to think about. The red ones go in that box and the blue ones go in that box.
But do you know what? I actually find that quite hard.
Certainly wasn't hard.
I'd find it hard after a while because it's just so boring.
And there was enough of it that if you lay down and at lunchtime you could sleep for a couple of hours.
We need to do this guy. They won't release his name. They've had to keep him anonymous. This is over in Spain because he's a public servant. So he works for the government. But he works for a water utility company, and he's just retired. They threw a big party for him. The thing was, though, they actually went back to see what he's done in the last 6 years, and they've done some research and gone through some CCTV footage. He didn't rock up to work for 6 weeks for 6 years.
How?
And got paid a wage.
That's impossible.
It's amazing. Like, you know, you do hear stories of these people where they have a job and they may leave or something, but they're still getting paid on the side and the company doesn't know about it.
So no one really processed his departure?
No.
What, was he in an office with nobody else? I mean, does anyone go, hey, where's Gary today? Has anyone seen Gary?
He's working from home.
He's working from home. Hang on, he has been for the past 4 years. How long's this going on for? I don't question Gary.
And then you just stop inviting him to Friday drinks because you think he's left.
Or turns up at the Christmas party at you. That's the only time you see Gary.
But what about the day when he walks in and goes, guys, I'm going to retire?
No way.
Mate, what are you talking about? We haven't seen you for 6 years. We thought you retired ages ago.
Come on, mate.
We need to find something like that. Working for the government as a public servant, you would have to somehow, if you could find out, right, if you could leave the government, but not with them not knowing, because they wouldn't have any idea. If you could leave but still get paid a wage, would that not be the ultimate?
You should try it tomorrow. See if anybody notices between 6 and 9 whether Fitzy's turned up. I mean, that would be a real
trick. You do it every morning.
Here we go.
Early in the morning, it's Monday. Time for fun with someone play. On Monday.
We've already got a couple of tweets. It disappoints me when people tweet in good responses.
Yeah, better than what we've already got.
Because you can just ring in and you can win. And you know what? Everyone that gets on the show this morning wins. Because Baker's Delight have jumped on board. God, Easter is only, what are we talking, just over a month or what?
Countdown.
All right, Baker's Delight bakes the best hot cross buns. You get everyone that comes on the show today gets a 6-pack of hot cross buns baked fresh every day. It'll be love at first bite.
How good is that? Sarah, you were sitting here with a smile. She had her hand in the air going, I've got the best one.
I think that's a lie, but I will go first.
You're right, of course, celebrating Valentine's Day yesterday. So love movies, it's as simple as that this morning.
All right, Steve Carell's Crazy Cupid Love.
Crazy Cupid Love.
That's really good, Sarah.
Thank
what
you.
A
strong Sarah.
That's going to be tough.
Nice work. Tommy Ivey, you ready to go,
boy? It's my favourite Bond film, Sky Falling For You.
And remember, Tom, when you sing it, it means more. Yes, so thank you.
Well, I'll go next because I'm also on the Bond theme, but this was a terrible one, but Diamond another date.
Oh!
Diamond another date, in the same one. Yes.
Matt died on another date. I know that's a different movie altogether. Do you mind if I go, Mr. Fitzgerald? One of my favourite, Fantastic Foursome.
That is horrible.
Wow. I can't believe you went with that. I thought we were kidding.
Oh, were you joking?
Yes.
You said it was good to go.
No, I just wanted to hurl you out there.
Sorry, a bit short over this side
of
the desk.
You've just gone onto the internet and looked up X-rated films that have been changed.
I could have gone with the Schindler's one, but I moved on from that. All right, Mr. Fitzgerald.
All right, Sylvester Stallone and Kurt Russell in Tango and Pash.
Oh, strong. Very strong. Dylan Penrith, welcome to the show. We have got a drum roll for you. We need your pun.
My favourite trilogy, Lord of the Wedding Rings.
Oh, that's good. Stunning. That's really good. Wedding.
Well
you
done,
just
Julie.
The word wedding in there.
You're in there. You got some hot cross buns for that.
Jason Padstow, here's your drum roll, Jason.
It's been just released, The Hateful Date.
Oh, The Hateful Date. Very good, Jace. That is very good.
There's a fair bit on that.
Isn't there? Daniel and Bronte, here's your drum roll.
A Will Ferrell classic, Step Lovers.
Step Lovers. Step Brothers.
Daniel.
You could have Step Brother Lovers. Ooh, that would be a bit weird.
That's a bit, a little bit different. I don't want to see that film. Evan in Bondi, here's a drum roll for you.
The 2001 thriller, Trading Bay.
Trading Bay.
With Denzel Washington.
Denzel.
And Ewan McGregor. What a great movie.
Well done, Evan. Thanks, buddy. Damien, welcome to the show. Got a drum roll for you, buddy.
This is a James Belushi favourite, Turner and Smooch.
Turner and Smooch, was it?
Damien, is that what you went for, or are we making that up?
Yep, that'll do.
All right, Sarah, you got to pick a winner here. Ooh. What do you want to go with?
I want to go with Jill, Lord of the Wedding Ring.
Right. Oh, well, Jilly, okay, Jill, all yours. Congratulations.
Jill.
Thanks, guys.
You get 12 hot cross buns instead of 6.
A couple of topics worth throwing around today. Firstly, we celebrated opening the paper yesterday. Congratulations to Ian Thorpe. He's found love.
Mate.
I mean, this was a Valentine's Day special, and this is a beautiful story. Ryan Channing.
The guy is hot.
He's a dreamboat, isn't he?
Yeah. Mate, have you seen him, sir?
Yeah, I have. I'm just surprised by how enthusiastically
Mate, look, I'll put my hand up when there is a good-looking young man in front of me. I'll tell you that right now,
sir. Any bloke that can pull off a pair of Speedos like this guy Ryan can, you saw the photos yesterday. Well, he's worth holding on to.
He's a swimsuit model, isn't he? Well, not a swimsuit, but a swimwear model.
Very fitting that Thorpey dates a swimmer.
It's ironic,
model.
Isn't it?
Just fantastic. Apparently there's a connection like never seen before, and it was an obvious couple when they were spending time together. They've been inseparable.
That was a good story, but can we get into a bit of heat now? Because we need to talk about Kanye West. His new album dropped overnight, The Life of Pablo.
Yeah.
We know the other day he had his album launch at Madison Square Gardens. How's this? Did you know that he's tweeted, it cost him $74 million in debt. With the album launch and putting the album together and all the people that he's used, it's cost him $74 million.
Yeah, it'll return within a day.
That's art, man.
Hardly.
That's art. You don't get it, sir. You don't understand Kanye. You don't understand the lyric, man.
He's so arrogant. He's so dumb.
Well, this is genius. I've actually got some exclusive audio from the album. This is without a doubt my favourite Kanye West song of all time. It's called I Love Kanye.
At that time, I'd like to meet Kanye. See, I invented Kanye. It wasn't any Kanyes. And now I look around and there's so many Kanyes. I used to love Kanye. I used to love Kanye. I even had the pink polo. I thought I was Kanye. What if Kanye made a song about Kanye? Call him Mr. Old Kanye. Man, that'd be so Kanye. That's all it was, Kanye. We still love Kanye. And I love you like Kanye loves Kanye.
Oh, wow.
That is a song.
You don't
that's
get an actual, you don't
that's
really,
on the album.
You don't really get it, though.
No,
why
I don't.
Why would you pay for that?
Yeah, well, his latest tweet, he's just said Mark Zuckerberg's invested $1 billion into Kanye West
ideas. I think the tweet means it's a message to Mark Zuckerberg saying, hey, invest $1 billion into my ideas because I'm $74 million in debt.
Wow, Zuckerberg's in. That is amazing.
No, he's not in. What we need to focus on, though, is that there's a big rift between Kanye West and Taylor Swift once again.
Yeah, so how did this start?
Okay, so I'm going to play you a song. It's called Famous. It's on his album as well. All right, now we've actually had to dub it down a little bit because it's full on. Now, he thinks that he got Taylor Swift's approval before he put this song on the album, but this is how it starts.
By myself, sad that know me best. I feel like me and Taylor might still have sex. Why? I made that famous.
Goddamn.
I made that famous.
I made that B-I-T-C-H. Famous.
Right.
What, referring
himself
to the whole on-stage incident.
Yeah. Yes. So then he's tweeted, first of all, I want to say I did not diss Taylor Swift and I've never dissed her. Then he's backed it up with, I'm an artist, and as an artist, I'll express how I feel with no censorship. But this is the thing. He then goes on to say that he actually rang Taylor Swift and had an hour-long conversation with her and got her approval.
Well, aren't her reps saying that never happened? She didn't give approval, and she actually warned him against what would happen if he put that on the album.
Do you reckon if you're Taylor Swift and you get a call from, oh, no, guys,
oh, hang on,
hey, Kanye's ringing. What do I do? He's probably off his head. He's freaking out.
Let it go to voicemail.
No, put it on speakerphone. Then you listen to Kanye's. Do you think Kanye would have dropped the lyrics that he's going to use in that song to Taylor Swift?
Well, firstly, I'd be surprised if he had Taylor Swift's phone number. But then I like the idea of the phone call would have been, it wouldn't have been a conversation. It would have been a rant.
Yeah.
So she would have gone, Kanye, hi, it's Taylor. And then it just would have been
an hour.
Kanye. This was the phone call.
Kanye. It wasn't any Kanye's.
But see,
and now I look around and there's so many Kanye's.
But see, now everyone's gone into meltdown. Everyone's gone into meltdown now. Even Ruby Rose has come out and tweeted, oh my gosh, Ruby Rose has gone, and now you've had a crack at my dear friend Taylor.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Ruby, for jumping in.
Right before another huge moment for her. Can I still support him and call myself a feminist? A friend? No.
Who's
following Ruby Rose? Why are you following her on Twitter?
Ruby Rose has got like 3 million. She's huge in the States now, mate.
If you keep tagging Taylor Swift, you do get a lot of
comments. Man, I'm going to put my hand up right now and say I'm staying out of this one.
No comment.
I'm not putting nothing on record, man.
Oh, we'll keep you updated on that.
No way.
Well, we didn't know how long this guy was going to last. We knew that he was struggling in the jungle, and he came out last night. He's prepared to fire up. We've got him on the line now. Akmal from South Africa. How are you, buddy?
How are you guys?
Yeah, we're good, brother. We're good, mate.
Mate, let's be honest. I mean, how close were you just to say, get stuffed, I'm out of here, first couple of days?
Mate, they didn't show this, but I'll share it with you guys, but you can't tell anyone, all right?
Sure. I was
told not to say this, but this is the absolute honest-to-God truth. I said, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here, twice. Twice on the show. You know, the first day started really well. We skydived, which I really love, and I thought this is going to be awesome. Yeah. And then the day ended with our faces in maggots and scorpions, which I put up with. I understand, that's the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then we lost the challenge, and then we had to be, on top of that, we had to be dumped in what I would describe as sewerage.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, we've lost the challenge. Why do we, this is unnecessary. And I was tired and hungry, so I kind of flipped out a bit. And they said, well, you have to say the phrase. I said, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. They said, oh, come on, don't be silly. It's the first day, don't be stupid, come on. At that moment, when I was swimming in fish guts and offal, I thought to myself, I really should have studied harder at school.
You could have avoided all of this.
My mum used to say to me, if you don't study, one day you're going to end up in offal. And it'll be on TV and you'll be humiliated and everyone will laugh.
Well,
I said,
right.
Mum, you're insane.
Yeah, it's not fair, mate.
Was there another time where you did actually say, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here?
All right, and then the second... Now, you can't tell anyone this.
No,
you promise?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is...
All right,
this is...
second time, we had to get in this stupid boat,
The crocodiles.
Yeah, did you see that one?
Yeah. I saw that one, yes.
There was chickens. And I wasn't scared. I don't get scared because basically I don't value my own life, right? So we got in the boat, and 11 minutes go by, not one bloody crocodile comes to eat the chicken.
Oh, no.
They're not even tempted, and then they said, okay, we'll give you another 11 minutes.
Oh,
I swear to God, I'm not exaggerating, it went for an hour and a half.
Oh, no.
I'm not making this up, right? And then finally one crocodile went, all right, maybe if I eat it, they'll piss off, right? So he comes in, takes the chicken, and we ended up with one star, which meant, like, basically half a bowl of rice each for the next 3 days.
Wow.
And so I flipped. I thought, this is bull. This is not fair. I'm not going to go back to my teammates with no food. I had no control over this.
No.
They're all going, uh-oh, he snapped. The wogs snapped again. Right? Okay. We had like a two-hour drive back to camp, right?
Yeah.
And the producer gets in the van with me, and he sits next to me, and he says, mate, you don't want to quit. You know, this is you must remember that you're very important to us. We really highly value your contribution.
Yeah.
And he's talking me up, right? So I'm going, oh, maybe, okay, yeah, I'll start to calm down. And 5 minutes before we get in the camp, he gets on his mobile, and he goes, yeah, I've got Ahmed with me here in the van. What? Who's
it's not
Ahmed? Where?
It's,
where?
It's not Ahmed.
When did Ahmed come in? I'm not making a word of this up. I swear to God.
Akmal, here's what I want to ask, because we've just got the reports back here that it's come out that Shane Warne and a couple of the others have been nicking off for a smoke. How does that happen?
Yes.
Like, does Warney actually put his hand up and go, guys, I'm going for a lung buster?
Look, I think, you know, in my opinion, if Shane Warne wants to smoke, he's earned the right to smoke.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, come on. Akmal Sali, different story.
Yeah, Ahmed. You know? Ahmed Sali. No.
And like your time here at Nova, it had to come to an end at some stage, didn't it, Ahmed? And, mate,
yeah.
You know, I was shattered last night because, you know, I love when you do question, you know, where they're going with things and challenges and stuff like that. And it's always good to have someone in there who speaks their mind. So I'm a bit shattered you've gone, mate.
Mate, I'm convinced that the producers are having a party right now.
Yes. Yeah.
So he's gone, thank God. Let's not deal with him ever again.
Well done, mate. It continues tonight, 7:30 on Channel 10. I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. Akmal, thanks for coming on the show, legend.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, Ahmed. Bye-bye. Fitz, you would have seen the Oscars bag 2016. There is the list that came out the other day, and they were talking about the toilet paper, very expensive toilet paper in there.
Isn't the bag worth about $300,000?
Oh, mate, it goes on and on and on, the gifts that are in those bags. But here's the detail on the toilet paper. Can you organise some, Tommy? Look, I don't know what the Nova budget's like. Good news, we've got the aircon on this morning, so they've put their hand in their pocket. But if they could extend a little further,
yep.
The toilet paper's $329 per roll.
What's...
It's taken 60 experts 5 years to create this product, which is apparently fantastic to use. It's got the perfect pH balance for your bot. What is it? Hypoallergenic? What does that mean? You hear that with tissues and
it
stuff.
It doesn't encourage allergies, so okay. It's safe for people with allergies.
Have you ever got an allergy from toilet paper?
No, but I think if it were really rough, wouldn't that aggravate you?
Well, come down with a cold
from
wiping my bum.
That's just a cheap pair. Maybe spend $8 on a toilet roll and get the good stuff.
Oh, you don't need to tell me. I'm not spending $300,000 on loo paper.
It's got cleansing lotion and also anti-aging, just in case your bum was aging faster than you thought. Balancing moisturizer.
A special
repair element in it. What does it do?
Remember we were going to get that toilet paper for our guests that had all their tweets on it?
Yes.
Which is a great idea. Yeah, yeah. So when you're actually going through the roll, you can see the old tweets that you had
you
over the
off.
Years.
Yeah, yeah.
Or Facebook posts, status updates, you
that's
know.
That's not bad.
And you could go back through your life and remember what you had, you know.
I mean, imagine if you could be wiping your bum, it was anti-aging, while you're reading the tweets. There's a market in that, mate. Easy money.
See, Sarah, that would be a good one. You know, like all your breakups that you've had with guys and I remember David. Yeah, you know where you're going.
Yeah, straight up.
Just
Dave.
Reflecting on life while I'm on the toilet. Thanks, guys.
You know what
I don't
you're
spend
getting,
that much
Dave?
Time there.
David, this is where I always imagine where you end up. Oh, see you later.
What?
Who is this poor David
chap? I know. We haven't even met him.
geez, we've loved watching this guy. Well, he's a sporting icon here in Australia, but also, you know, watching this guy's career with just his undies on.
Oh, mate, it's more for the body. I mean, I forget his tennis career. I just focus on the rig.
It's just been amazing. It's Pat Rafter. Pat, welcome to the
welcome,
show,
buddy!
That's a very worrying comment, and especially for you,
Whipper. Well, I mean, when people stop you in the street, do they recall the tennis, or do they go, oh, God, you and your undies is too steamy, Pat?
Yeah, well, it depends on what demographic you're talking. So if you're talking, you know, the older demographic, it's either Pat Rafter or Pat Cass, one of the two, doesn't really matter. And then the other one, didn't you do undies or something like that?
Yeah, sure. Pat, how did you celebrate Valentine's Day, mate? Was it a big love fest?
I made my wife breakfast in bed.
Oh, beautiful.
And that was it. You know, listen, I find it quite an overrated sort of day. Mm-hmm. And we've been together far too long now to worry about that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
that's right.
Pat. Well done. According to Pat, though. That's only according to Pat.
She got some more Bond's lingerie. Every year she gets the same.
Yeah, pretty well, mate. I actually stockpile it. So I just bring out the whatever I've had for the last 10 years.
Mate, it's been a great relationship with Bond. How long has it been, Pat, when you first got signed on to be with Bond's after your tennis career? How long has that relationship been?
I remember the first year they tried to get me, and I said, there's absolutely no chance I'm doing underwear.
Yeah.
And so I think it's about my 14th year now.
Wow. You've now, Pat, because I spoke to you about this, we've done a video together, actually. You mean Husey. It's called Instadads. You can go to bonds.com.au /baby search to go see it. But you actually told me that in your contract now, you've told them, no more top off, no more me in my undies.
Well, it was just sort of a natural progression, I think. I think with the age thing, as you said, over 40, not good to see a man in his undies. So, I don't know, I just think that it was just time for me to move on and that they need to find someone young and fresh. But listen, I still enjoy doing it. We had a lot of fun the other day.
We did.
I don't know where Whipper was, but the last time we saw him, he had a... little tennis racket dangling out between his underwear. That's something to do with
another story altogether, Pat. Wonderful reference. I was actually auditioning for your role as the new body for Bonds, and the minute I got the shirt off, everyone walked out of the room and they're calling you instantly. But no, I didn't make it, mate. I didn't make the cut. What do we see with Instadads? Are the kids dressed up? What's in the video?
They are. I had a generally, my outfit was pretty good, mm-hmm. but Fitzy's had a beauty. He had all sorts of colours going on. Then he went into a Batwoman outfit, which was just a pearly. He had a very chilled little girl with him as well.
These are little baby actors that Whipper's talking about here. This is in the video, and I had little Ruby. You know, the only negative from the whole process mm-hmm. was... I had a little girl, so in my baby Bjorn, I'm walking around with this cute, she was gorgeous. I took the video home, Whip, and I showed my wife, BJ.
No. Under the snip.
She has told me to reverse the operation that I just had 3 months ago.
Oh,
she
no.
wants to have another child, Pat. I'm in a bit of trouble.
She was gorgeous, wasn't she?
She was gorgeous.
So we had a few little funny outfits, and I had the Wonder Suit, and then Fitzy and I decided that we were going to have a race. He had a whole... Batman outfit. He had to try to fit to this little girl.
Mm-hmm.
Had the cape and all sorts of things going, and the Wonder Suit zipped it straight up. I won pretty well. You didn't do too bad, actually.
I was pretty good. Yeah, we got changed pretty quickly. But it you know, the Bonds Baby Search. I mean, this competition has been huge for years, Pat, and parents get involved. I know my wife Belinda she's entered Lenny in the last couple of years, but. Parents get really fired up for this, don't they, Pat, if their child, if they don't get through to the next round?
I remember going back about 10 years ago, I went to my first one and watching the queue and the lineup for some of these events, and it was hot then. It was sort of, you know, pretty young in its infancy of doing the Bonds Baby Search back then, so they were having a few teething problems, and some of these three-hour waits these parents are having with their kids in a line in the middle of outside, it was pretty full on, and watching... the anger grow as they get to the line and to find out they didn't win. Didn't go down too well, but I also went out to Mount Isa 1 year as well, and that was a classic. I hadn't been back to Mount Isa since probably 1980. It was a lot of fun, and I've had some really cool experiences.
All right, if you've got a baby out there, this is your opportunity to enter into Bond's Baby Search, and your child can become a superstar overnight.
Yeah, that's, you know, the problem with some parents, though, and I hate to say it, there are ugly kids out there, mate, but as a parent, you don't know if your child is ugly.
So oh, my daughter was pretty ugly.
It's not what I'm pointing at, Pat.
Poor little thing. She grew out of it. But
you decided to stick with her, did you, Pat?
Yeah, well, I rented her into a Bond baby, so let's put it that way. You
What a good dad.
That is very funny. Oh, well, all right, go to bonds.com.au/baby search. You can see Insta Dads there and also enter your child into the Bonds Baby Search. Always a pleasure to get you on, Patty.
Good on you guys.
Selena Gomez there, hands to myself, 8:06. Would she be Esco, Selena Gomez?
Esco.
Like J-Lo?
Ah.
Esco sounds good.
Esco's fine, yeah. Esco. Well, we can Esco. Put it to her if
Actually,
you want.
Talking of Selena Gomez, you know she's besties with Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Even Selena Gomez got involved with the dropping of Kanye God. West's new album last night.
What'd she have to say?
Well, she said, look, everyone has their own opinion. She's backing Taylor. Kanye, well, we might have to play the song. It's called Famous, right? And he's got some lyrics in the Famous about Taylor Swift.
Sad that know me best. I feel like me and Taylor might still have sex. Why? I made that famous.
Goddamn.
I made that famous.
Wow. Right, now, he's come out. Now, obviously, Taylor Swift, you wouldn't be happy with those lyrics. Kanye's come out and he's tweeted, I called Taylor and I had an hour-long convo with her about the line in the song, and she thought it was funny and gave her blessings. Oh, I don't think so.
Do you reckon Taylor Swift would have said to that line, knowing what it was, oh, Kanye, that's really funny. Please use that in a song.
Did you
Kanye,
guys,
that is just hilarious.
On social media, Taylor Swift's brother put up a picture and he was chucking his Yeezys in the... Is it Yeezys
yeah.
in the bin?
Yeah,
and he'd written
shoes.
Something... Yeah.
He's taken a stance.
Yeah, he's had a crack.
Even Ruby Rose said, you don't do that to my friend.
Oh, God, put your Yeezys out
Ruby
for
was,
Taylor.
Was friends with Taylor Swift.
She didn't throw Yeezys out, though, did she?
I found it weird as well the other day, because his lyrics are quite brutal.
Mm.
Like, I mean, he's pretty full on. The way that he talks about women swearing. The other day at the album launch, North by Northwest, his child, was actually
South by Southwest.
She was in there dancing with the whole Kardashian family.
You do
and there's
wonder.
Dad rapping over the top saying, you know, rapping about Taylor Swift saying, I made this B-I-T-C-H famous.
You're married and you're a dad. And what did Kim go and do? Buy a Khaleesi headpiece. Did you see the hair she's got?
Yeah, she's got the really blonde hair. And she keeps wearing big fur jackets, so animal activists are not happy.
There was a photo with the whole Kardashian family, and then there was Kanye, then there was Lamar was in there, Caitlyn Jenner was in there, and I tweeted, I said, geez,
bunch.
The all-new look lineup at Dracula's on the Gold Coast is amazing. It looks so weird. His album dropped last night, The Life of Pablo. This is our favourite song. It's called I Love Kanye.
At that time, I'd like to meet Kanye. See, I invented Kanye. It wasn't any Kanyes. And now I look and look around and there's so many Kanyes. I used to love Kanye. I used to love Kanye. I even had the pink polo. I thought I was Kanye. What if Kanye made a song about Kanye? Call him Mr. Old Kanye. Man, that'd be so Kanye. That's all it was, Kanye. We still love Kanye. And I love you like Kanye loves Kanye.
Just terrible rhyming. But I loved it in the song. Whipper, I heard you almost going along with
it.
I love Kanye.
I was going to write a similar one about Whipper.
I love Whipper. Remember the old Whipper. This is another song. This one's
Whipper.
Called Freestyle 4. This will go down in history. When he was writing the start of that, do you reckon he was just behind a door waiting for Kim to come in and he just went, ah! That'd be a good idea for a song. Ah.
I'm just going to pretend to be a tiger at the start of this one. Something different.
What is going on? Oh, here comes Northwest. Hey, just wait there. I'm going to put a beat to that. Gee, she's firing up on My Kitchen Rules, isn't she? If you've missed it over the last couple of weeks, Jessica from My Kitchen Rules is really firing up.
I don't eat chocolate, guys. I can't say that I liked your dessert because I don't eat chocolate. My health requirements for my lifestyle will not be translated into my score. So listen to the words that are coming out of my mouth.
I'm listening, yeah, I'm listening, yeah. And I'm not liking any of it. And I really hope that your food tastes better than your attitude.
Oh, God, that is full on.
And she joins us now. Jess, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show, Jess.
Good morning, thank you.
I mean, to have food rules with no carbs, no chocolate, no deep fried food, they are some pretty strict rules, Jess.
They are, but they're my rules, and the way that everyone else eats and live their lives is up to them.
Well said, mate.
Yeah, but
well
do you think you're going to struggle in a competition where it is all about carbs and chocolate and deep-fried food?
No, because going into the competition, I'm a smart girl. I had an understanding that I was going to eat anything and everything, and I did.
Gee, a lot of people are asking, are you putting this on, Jess? Like, I mean, are they picking contestants to go on the show to stir the pot? Have you been pushed further to be like this? Or if you rock up to a restaurant, is this how your etiquette is always?
Or? If I rock up to a restaurant, I choose what I want to eat. It's going to be lean. It's going to be flavoursome. Probably Vietnamese because, you know, we can get some raw, like just raw fish, fresh salads, fresh flavours. No, it is not put on. Perhaps it's a little bit more of an extreme version than Australia is used to. But like I said, I live my life. It's a little bit extreme. And I don't expect anyone else to live their life like I do. Saying that, Australia is undergoing an obesity epidemic. And yeah, we deserve better. I have so much care for Australia, and Australia deserves better.
Jess, do you feel like you're under the pump in there? I mean, obviously, you've got your own ways, which is fantastic, and I believe that everyone should stand by their own beliefs, but, you know, you seem like you're butting heads with a few people.
Oh, a little bit. It's a
headache.
You know,
that's tough, mate. That's tough.
Yeah, it's a bit of a headache.
Is that bringing you down, or are you hanging up all right?
You know what? I'm sticking to my normal, successful diet, exercise. I'm putting the right fuel into my body to be successful, so I'm just sticking with it.
Yeah, but Jess, this is where I disagree with you. You can still have... You're going on a show where it's all about flavour, right? So, and flavour brings out... I mean, there may be a little bit of fat in there, oil, this kind of stuff, and sugars in there to impress these judges. You can still eat this stuff and have a well-balanced diet. You don't have to go on there and tell everyone the way that they should eat.
Oh, no, I never told anyone the way that they should eat, ever.
Yeah, but no, you're criticising everyone's meal because they're putting chocolate into a dessert. Like, okay. I mean, of course chocolate's going to be in a dessert.
By saying I don't normally eat chocolate doesn't mean that I'm criticising their meal. I think that in my score, it was reflective. If that had been a 10 out of 10 chocolate lava cake, I would have scored a 10. My nutritional values did not come into scoring, none whatsoever.
You did score it 9 out of 10, but you were critical of it when you said it to the judges, which is weird. Like, for a meal that gets 9 out of 10 for me, there wouldn't be too many points I'd be critical about it, though.
Well, at the end of the day, I went into it putting my nutritional values aside, but I'm still allowed to have an opinion.
Yes.
And that's why you are so good for the show, Jess, because you are firing up.
Do you have people been nasty to you, Jess, on social media? Because often when you stand out in a crowd like you're doing at the moment, people can get their back up a bit.
I don't go on social media, good idea, to be honest. Mm. No. I think that, you know, people don't... Perhaps they misunderstand. I come from a really good place when I say, you know, things about nutrition. And perhaps my language is a little bit rough, but I'm just so forward and so honest. And I think it's a really urgent thing that we need to deal with.
Jess, do you ever let yourself go? I mean, on your birthday, do you get a box of donuts, a whole lot of hamburgers bloody 12 beers and really rip into it? Jess,
smash it.
You drop your guard, mate.
12 beers, a case.
Yeah. Sit down with Manu in just his undies.
What? Well, there was a bit of a heated moment with Manu. Let's have a listen here.
I eat really healthy. I know that everyone else doesn't eat very healthy, and I'll cater for everyone.
Healthy to me is a lot of flavour. I'm happy with it, and that's healthiness for me. I go and run as well.
Yeah.
What's that supposed to mean?
Jessica just implied that Manu is unhealthy. She is out of control.
Do you reckon he's fattened up a bit, Jess? Do you reckon he's porked up a bit?
I saw Manu a couple of weeks ago. He's looking great. I actually publicly complimented him, and somehow a silly, silly man, a journalist, turned it around and said, gloves are off, blah, blah, blah. Manu's looking great.
He's got good hair too, Manu.
He's stunning. Does. He's got brilliant beautiful hair. Yeah. But Pete's new haircut's better. So
okay.
I'm loving Pete's new haircut.
Have you seen Manu after a few champagnes yet? Can dance as well.
Oh, wow.
Right, look
out. Burning those calories. I love it.
Well, Jess, when are you cooking? When's your turn?
Next Sunday, I believe.
Next Sunday night. Australia will be tuning in for that. My Kitchen Rules. It continues tonight, though, 7:30 on Channel 7. Pleasure to get you on the show. Thanks for coming on, Jess.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Brand new segment this morning.
Fitzy and Whippers.
I used 10 gigabytes of free Telstra data yesterday.
That don't impress me much.
Yeah, your job this morning is to impress us. What's happened over your weekend? Basically, Fitzy, we're going to go through the calls. And we're going to stop when someone impresses us. That's when we have a winner.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be the judge of whether your story is impressive or not.
Let's kick it off with Michael and Hilltop. What did you do on the weekend, dude?
G'day, dude. Hi, boys. Love the show. But I took my wife down to Melbourne for the weekend.
Yeah.
7 months in the planning. She has MS, diagnosed about 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago. We've been married 17 years. This is the first time we've been away with both our kids, without our kids. And took her to Melbourne to see the military tattoo for the weekend.
That's
impressive.
That does impress me much.
Which means the segment stops with you, Michael. You're the winner.
Michael,
thank you.
That is awesome. What? No, wait up. Michael is leading at the moment. Obviously, he's our first caller. Let's see if anyone can beat that weekend.
Don't think you can.
Brad in Kellyville, what did you do on the weekend, dude?
Hey, boys. I went and did the skydive at the beach skydive.
See,
skydiving, Brad.
Yeah, my Valentine's present to myself.
Well, that doesn't impress me. I mean, for one, you've given a Valentine's Day present to yourself. And I think skydiving's up there with the maddest thing you can possibly do.
There's nothing
doesn't
wrong with
make
it.
Sense to me, Brad.
Very defeatist jumping out of a plane just because you don't
you've
have
quit.
A Valentine.
You've quit, don't
yeah.
you?
What
if the shirt's
you,
up, if the shirt
aggressive.
Opens, it doesn't matter because I'm not loved.
Jasmine and Amy Plains, what do you do on the weekend?
Boys, I'm pretty much Superwoman because I washed my car, washed my dad's car, mowed our front and back lawns, mowed our next door neighbour's front lawn, and washed their dog because they're an old couple, so their mobility's not the best.
That doesn't impress me.
Because you shouldn't have let all your jobs pile up onto the one weekend, Jazz. That's just called bad planning.
It's quite sad, Jazz, that you've had to, on Valentine's Day, you've had to do all that work by yourself.
Oh, yeah, it's okay. I'm a bit of a... It took my mind off it, so it was good.
Good girl, yeah.
Yep.
All right, I don't mind that.
Seb's in DY. Impressed us about your weekend. Seb, what happened?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Very good, Seb.
I was getting, like, quite hot yesterday, so I took some an old bucket and an exhaust fan from what you'd have in a ceiling, and I decided to make myself a little portable air conditioner.
So what did you do, Seb?
I got a bucket and I stuck an exhaust fan on the top and then cut out a hole and put a PVC pipe in the side of it and filled the thing with ice. There's little portable air conditioning.
Seb, you've watched a YouTube clip on what to do with an Esky.
No, that does impress me because Seb's made his own air conditioner, mate.
That does impress me much.
I don't know about that, Seb.
He's made his own air conditioner, mate.
Yeah.
I wonder if Seb knows that you can go to Target for $16 and get a fan.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, I don't think so, Sarah.
Yeah.
You can't buy an air conditioner for $16.
Don't be a tightwad, Seb. Dorothy and Camden, tell us about your weekend.
Good morning. I swim by the pool with my two kids and my husband. My son dives in, jumps out, turns around and says to me, Mom, look what I found. I found a diamond ring.
What?
Whose was it?
Actual diamond ring. My husband actually arranged it. I've been waiting for this ring for quite a long time. And, that was awesome.
Oh, it was
that
a proposal.
Was really awesome.
Yeah, okay.
No. It was an eternity ring. So...
Right.
Yeah, very, very impressive.
Now
very impressive the way they sorted it out.
Does impress me
that
much.
That does impress me much.
That was amazing.
It doesn't impress me how much. Why would you buy a diamond ring for your missus and then just drop it into the pool so one of the kids can find it?
Dorothy, you there?
Mother and son, yep.
I mean, what if the creepy crawly had got into it before your son had, and then the next thing you know, it's in the filter box with a dead bird?
that wouldn't have been really good for my husband. But yeah, they had arranged it. They had a bit of a chat beforehand, and they swapped hands. And my son actually, came out, opened up his hand, and yeah, there it was.
Wow. It's a great story, Dorothy. You know what? I reckon we've got a couple of winners today. Dorothy impresses us. So does Michael. Two winners today. But I'm crazy. I'll do that on a Monday.
You are crazy. What are you giving them, mate?
Well, thanks to Sage Institute of Fitness. $100 to spend at Westfield. Two winners.
Wow.
Bang.
There you go.
Good on you guys. That does impress me much.
I'm a celebrity. Get me out.
J-Mo, a good mate of ours, confidential on Nova. You can listen in on Sunday nights, but he's been over there for the past 3 weeks. J-Mo, how far away from where they are camping were you staying?
Firstly, thanks for clarifying what day it is, because you could tell me it's midnight, it's any day
you've
of the
lost
week,
it,
and I would absolutely believe you. I don't know whether, if I'm Arthur or Martha. How far away is the camp
yes.
from where Tech Base is, where you're going to be working? Maybe 500 metres.
Oh, so it's
you can
okay.
actually hear them.
Wow.
When you're from certain places within, you know, where you'll be working, you can hear Anthony Kalea screeching and, you know, various things like that. So, yeah, very, very, very close.
And do you stay in a resort? What is it?
No.
Is it a hotel or what is
no,
it?
No, no, no. There is absolutely no glamour whatsoever. It is really basic. We are a step above what the celebrity campmates are in, but, you know, you're in very basic accommodation, bed and breakfast. The crew are staying in a place. There's about 450 of them staying in this thing. It's like a big uni camp.
Wow.
All getting very drunk. Sweetini Thursdays is a bit loose,
sure.
I can be honest with you.
Oh, wow.
One of the dudes the other day, snake fear is a real thing over there. One of the guys woke up in bed and he's like, what's that on my shoulder?
Oh, don't.
No,
no
and
way.
He got
it
up.
And it was you, Jim. It was you.
He got up. And it was me lying there because he didn't realize he had a few too many drinks.
The trails are
sore. He got up and he turned on the light and he turned around and something spat on his shoulder. And it wasn't me. It was. It was a Mozambique spitting cobra.
Oh.
That
what?
Was in his bed.
Was this in, so this
this is one of the producers on the show.
That's what I call mine as well.
Where everyone is staying.
My
calm
God.
Down.
How do you
calm
get
down.
Rid of it then, though?
Yeah, what do you
he
do?
Shut his door and ran down and got one of the snake handlers because he didn't know. Like, there are snakes everywhere there. There are real snakes everywhere. Mozambique spitting cobras are deadly. And the venom, if they bite you, it actually affects the skin. So you'd probably have to have a skin graft because it eats the skin away from you.
Is it true that you had a horn under your bed?
No.
No, you
you just looked at my Instagram.
No,
that was Brendan Favola.
I
had a horn under his bed.
You get an air horn under
Brendan,
your bed.
Yeah, so Brendan Favola stayed. I made it look like that was where I was staying, but no, that was where Brendan Favola was staying. I snuck into his room and took a photo with his horn. He was staying at a place that basically was out in the middle of the wildlife reserve.
Yeah.
And he had to have an escort take him to and from his camp accommodation because there's like
spitting
lions
cobras.
And tigers and spitting cobras and all this sort of stuff. So you have a horn there that you press
God.
That if something goes wrong in the middle of the night.
What's to stop a dangerous animal entering that jungle camp area?
There's these things
like, what
called,
is it?
There's these guys called bush boys. There's a team of bush boys that basically sit there. They wear the calm down
that's,
everyone.
That's
they're wearing
their
normal
khaki
people, mate. Outfit. They're wearing their car. They're basically anti-poaching unit, and they basically sit there and camp for 12-hour shifts
You're
with their
kidding.
Car key outfits on and a little, you know, moon bar or whatever.
Stopping anything coming in.
Stopping things coming in.
Oh
the other
God.
Day, just the other day, they were tracking a leopard that was, like, within a couple of hundred metres from
that
camp.
Is,
so these guys are, you know, they're a real danger.
We spoke to Akmal this morning. Now, Akmal said that he asked to leave the jungle a couple of times.
I was told not to say this. This is the absolute honest-to-God truth. I said, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here, twice. Twice on the show.
So have there been meltdowns we haven't seen?
Can I tell you something, a bit of gossip about that? Akmal asked to get out of the jungle twice before the show even went to air because
wow.
the show started on the Friday. They all got sent in on the Friday. The first show was on the Sunday.
Yeah.
And that's when we all saw the big reveal and they were in there. He asked twice to get out of that jungle before that Sunday night show. And producers were like, Akmal, come on, mate, just go chill. Have a little sleep on it.
You've
go have a few
far.
Beans. Just, you know, let's just see. We'll get to the first show, mate.
Wow.
So he was freaking out. And you know what he was freaking out about? He was freaking out that he wasn't funny.
Really?
No.
He was scared that he was committing career suicide.
Okay, now, last time you were over there, some of the stuff that these guys have to eat, did you try anything over there? What's some of the worst stuff that you've tried?
You have no idea. I'm writing a story for tomorrow's paper, and there'll be photos. I ate giraffe penis.
Oh!
I wasn't expecting that.
Wow!
How do they serve it, mate?
Because last year I ate ostrich anus.
That's right.
Oh.
What tasted better for you?
They were both pretty disgusting. They didn't have much flavour. They just boiled them up.
Giraffe, wait
that
up.
That is
no,
not fair.
Up.
Where is the poor
wait
giraffe?
Up. Giraffes are an endangered species, aren't
no, they're
they?
Not.
How are you
giraffes
getting,
aren't endangered.
How
they're
are you
fine.
Getting a spare... Giraffe.
So there's these two
around.
People there, a woman called Claire and her husband Mike, and their job is to basically source all the weird,
oh,
weird
not
food
into
that,
that
is going in there. So that I ate cockroaches. Oh, calm down, soldier. If you ever get over there, if you're
I'm
on next year's
that.
Show, you're going to be eating giraffe penis. I'm going to make sure
that.
Of it.
Wow.
I ate cockroaches. I ate a worm. I thought, you know, little kids in playgrounds eat
worms
don't they?
Yeah.
I never did, and it was absolutely revolting.
Hey, I believe Dean Guy is going to take on a challenge soon. He's actually going to say something for once. He'll be talking, will he? Well,
he's like watching paint dry, isn't he?
My God.
Well, he finally said something and offended everyone in the camp and was going on about how he's a Donald Trump supporter and he supports guns. Yeah. He loves the fact that people have guns to defend themselves.
You know, and Warnie's over in the South African jungle. It didn't help on the weekend when his daughter, 18-year-old daughter Brooke, went to a fancy dress party and she dressed up as the dentist who killed Cecil the Lion.
That's a shocker. That's an absolute shocking decision.
If you imagine if you went dressed as the guy that ate the giraffe penis. I mean, that
oh, that's me!
That's up there, mate. Oh, that's
hang
up
on.
There.
Has anyone got a tissue?
Oh, man.
Look,
Warnie's daughter, Brooke, she went to a party. It was a politically incorrect party. She posted a photo on social media and absolutely got slammed. The Warnie family are the gift that keeps giving, though.
Oh,
aren't they?
Yeah,
I mean, without
yeah.
them on the show, without Warnie on the show, what would be happening?
He has been amazing.
Who's going to win it, JMO? Like, is it ridiculous to comment this far out?
No, it's not. Absolutely not ridiculous.
What do you reckon?
Who What's do I going? Want to win? I yeah. want Warnie to win. I'd love Val Lehman to win.
Yeah.
I cannot get enough of her. She doesn't speak very often, a bit like Dean, but when she does, you listen.
Yeah,
she's like, Val, right, yep, let's do it.
Well, it continues tonight, 7:30 on Channel 10. Mate, well done. It's good to have you. You're in good nick, too.
It's because I haven't
amazing.
Eaten for 3 weeks.
You've been
Tom.
Eating spitting compress.
Yeah, I've been here, yeah, absolutely. Okay. Got a bit of a parasite.
Okay.
Come here and give us a kiss, love.
Thanks so much. Stay out of the studio, Gemma. Good to see you, buddy. Fitzy and Whipper.